to another episode of Comic Syndicate. Check them out at thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. And now, here are your hosts, Josias and Adam.
Welcome to the Comic Syndicate episode 256. I'm Josias, at Forward Villain on Twitter, at Comic underscore Syndicate on Instagram. All right, guys, what's up? Back one more week, and wow, it's going to be a short and sweet show, so it's not going to be too crazy, but hopefully a quick drive listening piece for you guys heading to work or even at work. All right, we're going to hit the way we normally do, what we spoke about 100 episodes ago, episode 156, we entitled hashtag to live or die. At For the Villain is at Mem the Beanerless, running with a friend of the show to co-host. Ooh, where Josias brings a lot of death. Oh, that's fantastic. I'm trying to figure out what friend it was. It had to have been Sadie. I don't think it was David. I don't think it was Sergio. So it had to have been Sadie. So we have some great friends that are always down to help us out. Maybe Johnny? A lot of great people have always been down to help out when Adam is out. So, yeah, go back and find out who my co-host was 100 episodes ago, guys. I hit what the fuck news. Student trying to impress woman gets stuck between buildings. Dope. Love it. He was idiot of the week. We hit death talk. Would you go to a childless Bosnian couple staging and attending their own funeral? This is like a fly on the wall scenario, I believe, because the way I wrote it. A woman's funeral had no attendees. Would you want to be a fly on that wall? And 30 strangers show up for a 24-hour, quote-unquote, death party. I might go with the death party. I mean, you know, celebrate and party and have a good time. And fucking 24 hours sounds like a long time. I cannot party the way I used to anymore. But we continued on. We hit sex facts, 6 science-backed secrets of people who have sex more, and 20 myths about sex. Then go into comic talk, comic news. Jumanji reboot is not a reboot. But The Rock and Diesel's feud might be BS. Director for Gambit leaves the project for Justice League Dark. New Legend of Zelda book coming from Dark Horse and new Marvel announcement coming soon. Then finally, Rock Comic News, Nighthawk number 4, The Vision number 10. That was a great fucking title. And Civil War 2, The Fallen number 1, which were all books of the week back then. All right, I did mention it's going to be a short show. Even for bullet points, I really don't have much. My life has not been exciting for a while now. It's back to the grind, and that's it. The first bullet point, I guess, is season 3, which I should probably save anyways. I love the fuck out of the show, and getting to interview the cast was dope. But they renewed it for season 3 already. If you guys haven't watched it, I'm going to have more news for you coming up in Comic Talk. And then I have bullet points, I guess. Talk about the most, I don't know, I guess almost taking a break from recording just in general. Not be a small hiatus, but maybe kind of just take a week off to gain my bearings to me again. I don't know, just not feeling 100% like myself. Like, not in an odd or terrible way, but just honestly a tad bit overworked, maybe. I know what I can do, but I'm just kind of burnt out, sort of, but not really. I don't know. I guess it's just weird for me because the lack of sleep is probably the kicker. Like, I normally have this weird thing about me if I have one thing going for me. So if I'm physically hurt or in pain, if I'm emotionally just drained, if I'm mentally wiped or tired and the lack of sleep, as long as I'm good physically, I'm always in the state, like, let's go, let's do it, let's work. Mentally, I think I'm mentally strong anyways, so to the point where it's like, that doesn't hurt, stop being a pussy, walk it off. And, you know, I'm able to go. If I'm mentally drained, it did hit me a while back, all these stages, I guess. But just the lack of sleep, I think, is the more that's been getting to me more than anything, especially this week, almost took off just to relax and chill. And decided that, you know what, I don't have much to go over. I don't have anything really to review. So my review is going to be an old school one that is dope and red, and I hope you guys like it. Last one is going to be Summer Movie Draft 2019 has officially kicked off, I believe, 2 weekends ago. Last weekend, actually. So after I recorded last episode, that was first week out. This is going to be week two of our movie draft, and the biggest bout we have is going to be week three of Avengers Endgame versus Detective Dick Ratface versus Endgame. So Detective Pikachu is dropping this weekend, and it's going to go against Endgame week three. We've been tossing out numbers for this already, and no one wants to answer because no one, I don't know. I keep asking, but like I keep asking the guys in our movie draft, like, okay, week three Avengers or Pikachu, who's going to win the box office? And I try to break it down further than that. And for the most part, Endgame is going to make about $70 to $70 million this weekend in week three. Detective Pikachu has a huge fucking following. And everyone that grew up with it, that has kids, their kids, have always known a world with Pokemon. So I think it's going to make about 82 to 90, honestly. And I think I capped it off at 92 million it's going to make. I know it sounds stupid, but think of the fandom and everyone that knows about it. And even think about the handheld game where people were fucking idiots and like getting hit on freeways or falling off cliffs looking for fucking Pokemon. Yeah, I think it's going to top it. So we love doing these. We love tossing out numbers. And that's all I got for that. So a little bit burnt out, a little bit tired, but this is my therapy session. All right, give me a few. I'll be right back with some comic talk.
Hey, this is Scott Snyder. I'm writing All-Star Batman this year, and you're listening to the Comic Syndicate.
I'm Mitch Gerrans, the artist of Sheriff of Babylon.
I'm Tom King, the writer of Sheriff of Babylon, and you're listening to the Comic Syndicate.
This is Kevin Conroy, the voice of Batman, and you're listening to the Comics Syndicate.
Hi, my name is Brian Bucciolato, and I listen to Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Chris Michello. We're hanging out here at Frank and Sons, and we're having a good time on a Sunday or Saturday afternoon. And you're listening to me live on the Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Brian Michael Bendis, and you are listening to the Comic Syndicate.
Comic Talk.
All right, I'm back with some comic talk. All right, guys, I did hit it briefly. Cobra Kai renewed for Season 3 by YouTube. The Karate Kid Revival Cobra Kai has been renewed for a third season by YouTube Premium, with plans to make the series free to stream. Thursday, right before I left work, it was announced, so it was really cool to catch that. And they actually also added it to streaming services you can now rent from or even purchase, I believe. Amazon, you can get it from Google Play. Anywhere you can find your shows and purchase stuff digitally like that, you can download and watch. I believe it's just Season 1. So if you guys want to do something cool and actually pick up the YouTube Red Premium, I think it's like a 10-day trial, you guys can bang out all 20 episodes from Season 1 and Season 2. That's a good route to go to see if you're on board with Cobra Kai. And it's weird because even on Twitter, doesn't seem like it have a strong presence. But so many people are watching this show and nobody wants to fucking talk about it. It's like a weird Fight Club fucking thing, like the whole Endgame. It's been kind of cool in a weird way where people want to talk about it. And then people look around like, hey, Have you seen it? And no one wants to fuck it up or spoil it for anyone. So to see that is fucking funny and dope and just cool. Next one is going to be Hellraiser Reboot summons Dark Knight Rider. For his 11th film, Pinhead is returning to the big screen in a Hellraiser reboot. Penned and produced by David S. Goyer. I like David S. Goyer's work. I'm a scary movie fan. They're going to reboot and remake everything. So I think I'm fucking just numb to it by this point where, you know what, just fucking do it already. I don't even hate it anymore. Although this one is hysterical to me. Sonic the Hedgehog director promises design changes. So the trailer dropped and everyone who follow at Sonic the Hedgehog movie. And once they dropped that trailer, everyone's response to what Sonic looked like was fucking amazing. It was hysterical, and I know there shouldn't be so much hate, and it wasn't even hate, it was just people being funny and smartasses and honestly trolling. But for all purposes, kind of deserve it in this instance because Sonic does look so terrible. Yeah, they have a lot of work to do with the design on Sonic. And Jim Carrey, I haven't seen Homeboy in anything in ages, so he's going to be the doctored evil fucking guy. Evil guy. Dr. Evil. Well, I don't know that guy. Rumor that the Batman script changes may push filming back. The Batman is reportedly undergoing script changes, which could push filming and the announcement of the new Dark Knight back, maybe get pushed back even further. DC Extended Universe, or DC, yeah, I don't know what you guys are doing, but wowzers. Next one is going to be Batman. This is actually good news, and it deserves more of like a comic twist, I guess, or news aspect of it. Batman, Curse of the White Knight creator, for DC to release 8-bit episodes. So I was reviewing the fuck out of these ones all last year. Batman, White Knight, where there is a change, and the writer is the artist, so Sean Gordon Murphy. And in this rendition, it's non-canon, but what if Joker got rehabilitated and brought down Batman legally and goes into the inner works of Batman is shady? And why are you guys allowing a man in a fucking cape to be running around and destroying your city legit? So it's a great fucking take on it. It's dark and the writing is fucking beautiful. The art is gorgeous. So the sequel to that's going to come out soon. And yeah, keep an eye out for that on, I believe, on Twitter. Sean Gordon Murphy or S. Gordon Murphy, I believe. All right, next one's going to be lots of Marvel Disney news. Venom writer teases cool secret project with Daredevil star. Venom writer Donnie Cates revealed he chatted with Daredevil star Vincent D'Onofrio about cool secret stuff. Just kind of interested about that. Is it going to be a show? Or how would they work on something? Just curious, anyways. Next one's going to be Marvel's Ghost Rider and Hellstrom series ordered by Hulu. So Ghost Rider popped up in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., yes. I'm like, fuck, was I watching that? The answer is no. And Hellstrom. So Marvel and Hulu will expand their partnership with live-action series based on Ghost Rider and Hellstrom. Bobby Reyes was the current rendition of Ghost Rider, and I know that sounds odd to people, but yes. So that's interesting that more things are getting planned already. So is going to be FX announces Legion Season 3 premiere date. Noah Hawley's surreal mutant drama will be returning to FX this summer with its third and final season. I've heard Legion is really good. Legion is actually Professor X's son. So anyone that's been watching that, I'm curious. I've heard nothing but good things about it, but no one in my fucking circle or bubble watches it. So I don't know how to pick anyone's brain about it. Next one is going to be Black Panther's Chadwick Boseman cast as lead in samurai film Yasuki. I believe. I hope I said that right. Okay, this one's really interesting. I grew up watching like Shokuzuki and, you know, fuck me, Karate Kid, dude, and fucking, Okay, Shokuzuki was dope. American Ninja type shit. So all those were dope and in my wheelhouse. But if any of you guys know Shokuzuki, it was just dope, dude. Great fucked up movies. This one I did not know about. So this one might be a good dive. A good deep dive in RG and myself from deep dives and rabbit holes to attack. Because this just sounds interesting. Black Panther star Chadwick Boseman will play the title role in a film based on a real life African samurai. Yasuki. That just sounds fucking kind of cool. I did a little bit of fucking research and I'm like, this sounds fucking cool. Like, let's attack a deep dive before the movie comes out. Anyways, that's where my head was at. Disney unveils massive 6-year movie slate. This is going to sound just like a lot of nonsense, but it's going to make sense. Walt Disney Studios has unveiled its slate of movies through 2027, featuring Star Wars, Avatar, Marvel, and more. Walt Disney Studios' 2019 summer slate includes Aladdin on May 24th, Dark Phoenix on June 7th, Toy Story 4 on June 21st. All these movies are already out. They already have movies planned up until and through 2027. And it's going to be alternating years with technically Avatar is in the Disney banner, so they're not going to put Avatar versus a Star Wars movie for box office. You don't want, you know, your two draws. Although Avatar is not a draw for me anymore. I'm really curious how people are going to be accepting of this movie when I don't think anyone gives a shit anymore of a rehashing movie that we've read a million times with Pocahontas. So I'm going to be, again, curious. If show me something good and perhaps give me a good story, I might be in. So now this is interesting. Sorry, Gambit fans. Fox's final X-Men films cut from the Disney's schedule. This is interesting. Disney's latest slate of films confirms the fate of Marvel movies from Fox that were still in the works, including Gambit. Three previously untitled Fox movie films scheduled for June 26, 2020, October 2nd, 2020, and March 5th, 2021 have all been removed from Disney's slate. That account also noted Gambit, which was last dated for March 13th, 2020, has too been removed from the House of Mouse's schedule. Exactly which movies were slated for those dates is not known, but the films Fox was reported or known to have been in some stage of production in the last few years include X-Force, which is a spinoff, I guess, technically, of Cable, unless Deadpool is going to be in charge of it, which, anyways, Multiple Man, which is Jamie Madrix as a great character, X-23 would have been a dope one to catch, Deadpool 3, and Doctor Doom. Of those, X-Force is almost certainly among the casualties. Interesting. All right, continuing on, though, we have Avengers Endgame's Disney Plus arrival date revealed by Bob Iger. Disney CEO Bob Iger revealed when Avengers Endgame will be arriving on the upcoming Disney Plus streaming service. According to Deadline, Disney's far exceeded expected earnings for the 2019 second quarter. Disney ultimately made an estimated, wait for it, $400 million more than Wall Street analysts predicted for that period. Also, this doesn't account for Avengers Endgame, which was technically released outside of that window. So they did make the announcement. The service is going to launch November 12th, 2019, so the end of the year. And Avengers Endgame is going to be able to be streaming on December 11th, so about a month after the launch of Disney Plus. Is that a service you guys are interested about, or which service would you drop to pick this one up, and would you not want to pick it up? I need to put up a Twitter poll for that because I'm curious about numbers and how people feel about, do you want to pick it up? What are you going to drop? What would you be willing to drop for this service? All right, let's see what else we have. Oh, wait, this one was interesting. I believe this one was tossed out today. Marvel plans to announce Phase 4 films this summer. During a quarterly earnings call with investors, Iger hinted that Marvel Studios would officially announce its next wave of films sometime this summer, potentially at Comic-Con International in San Diego this July or at D23 Expo in Anaheim this August. There are huge opportunities, Iger declared during the call. There are many, many different directions that we can go. Well, I'm curious, and I believe, the last of the phase is going to be with Spider-Man Far From Home, which the trailer looks dope already. I'm curious as fuck. I don't trust Mysterio, but we'll see where it goes. And they did mention a multiverse, so I'm curious about that. All right, guys, I did say it's going to be a short and sweet show. It's going to go back real quick to the whole tired and not having a lot of time on my hands and just being extremely burnt out. And second job, I do work at a movie theater, and I've been working late and staying up way later and having to be up extra early to go back to the office. And I kind of got a fucked up shift last week, and it's thrown my game off completely. And then the office was a wreck with two of our cats out. Literally Carl and RG, those fuckers. Those just make for long and grueling, mentally grueling, draining days. And then to go back to second job after a week like that, I'm coming off of that weekend. So anyways, I'm here at the work, technically this is work, at the office, and don't have fucking time. And getting home the past few days, it hasn't been relaxing or peaceful or quiet, and the sleep hasn't been there. So because of that, I thought I'd kick it old school. And I did review. I have reviewed this in the past. I believe, probably 2013, 2012, around there. But here you go. Let me know what you guys think of it. And I always feel like if I don't have anything, talk about something I know. And this is something I know. And those of you guys that are new to the show, you guys probably haven't heard this review. This is going to be a DC comic. It's going to be Batman and Robin number 18, Requiem. This is off the 2011 run, so it was the New 52 at the time, I believe. So if you guys want to look that up, just always look at that Batman and Robin number 18 Rec Room 2011 run. This is the silent issue. Silent issue, just to break that down real quick, is exactly what it is. It's a comic with no dialogue. You're reading a comic book, and the artist is drawing you all the visuals and the script that the writer shows how good of a writer you are, where you can, and even as an artist, like, all right, artist, I need you to portray this. I need you guys to give emphasis on this. And this is a scene that I see, and if you can draw it, and there, again, no dialogue. There are words, but again, no spoken words, and it'll make sense if you guys don't know what a silent issue is. Excuse me, Peter J. Tomasi is the writer of this one. Patrick Gleason just got signed to a deal with Marvel recently, an exclusive deal, so he's going to be working strictly for Marvel soon. Patrick Gleason, he is the artist, and McGray is the inker. So this is shortly after Damian Wayne, Bruce's son, dies. So it was Nightwing and him, Robin, were on a mission to take down Leviathan, and it's pretty much Talia al Ghul's army of thugs, so like the League of Assassins type of deal. And that's their group, Leviathan. And they're outnumbered, and Damian took on an adult version, cloned version of himself. And he got impaled by his older cloned self. So this is the aftermath. It starts off with Bruce with a cup of coffee, just staring off, lost, into his fireplace. As the fire is burning, as we see their dog, Titus, sitting right next to Bruce. And it's just like a real solemn moment. And they had picked up a hound, a Great Dane hound, and Bruce Wayne's like, you know what, I want to name him Ace. And Damian's like, no, I want to name him Titus. So that's their dog. It's just a beautiful first page that I was able to see a skull this time around. Like, it's weird. The first page, you see Bruce's eyes, and then you see the fireplace. And I don't know if it's me being morbid or that's the way that Patrick Gleason initially drew it. And I'm really curious about when I reviewed this, because I know I reviewed it, but I was in a different, completely different headspace when I read it that time compared to this time. So now, next pages are sad as we see a distraught Bruce dressed in black now in Damian's room, going through his things, going through his art book, his sketchbook, and just everything in his room. But as we see him, Bruce, going through Damian's sketchbook, we see how much of a great artist Damian was. And granted, he's a trained assassin, yes, but he got the best schooling, granted homeschooling, but like from the best teachers, professors that money could buy. Damian was a talented kid and smart kid throughout. Anyways, so he's just going through everything in his room and just going through his stuff. And you can tell he's not himself. So now jump to a page full of panels where we see Alfred now alone in a giant room. And he's just staring at a painting. He's just getting lost as the panels zoom in and we see him bawling. So he's staring at this unfinished painting of the Bat Family. It's Bruce in the painting sitting down. Alfred's on his left. Dick Grayson, Nightwing, is right behind him. Tim Drake is slightly off to his left. That's Red Robin and an unfinished painting. Or the only one that wasn't fully finished yet was the painting of Damian Wayne. So as Bruce passes by now, he sees this and he walks in. Walks past Alfred, grabs the drape that Alfred dropped, and covers up the painting, and then just walks off with the painting. Next pages, we see Bruce trying to go to work, entering the Batcave, now from the house, setting the clock to have the sliding door open so he can slide down the bat poles and enter his Batcave. So as he starts sliding down, he looks over, and the second pole that's there, he sees Damien. And he kind of shakes it off like he's not there. So when he finally reaches the bottom, in his mind, he sees his hands are bloodied. And he, again, kind of shakes it off. And now we see that he's getting dressed for work now. And he's almost fully dressed. He has his cowl on the back of his neck now. As he... Which this costume actually represents Jason Todd's costume, the first Robin to die. Granted, came back. But he just looks at the mural like, I lost another Robin. Except this one happens to be my son. He stops right at the mural and he grabs an old glove, green glove that belonged to Jason, and he just kind of holds it in his hand. And just that page, that panel alone looks beautiful. And then you get this look, though, and this page, and it's, again, beautiful. This look of this, in this panel, you see him putting on his cowl. So imagine he's putting the mask on. And it just hurts him, though. He has the cowl over his eyes. And it's covering his eyes as he's pulling it down. But we get this look on his face where you can tell he's hurting. Like, he's sad. He's hurt. And he's pissed. But, like, that you can see so much in that panel is beautiful. And then we see him rush off to work as he finally goes to work. So these next pages are now going to be him out on the job. And it's dope because we see him going through his usual motions. And we see scenes where he's literally swinging from building to building. And he's doing his, again, he's going through the motions. And we see scenes with Robin and Batman, you know, like we see Robin with him. So he realizes, you know, after looking at his reflection in a building, that it's just him alone. And you can tell that he gets pissed off again. Next scene is Batman just atop a simple street lamp, crouched down, just waiting. And it's cool. You can see he's trying to do what the best he can, how to get through. After who knows how long he's been up there, he finally decides to take an alternate route and instead decides to jump in the Batmobile. And we get this page. It's one page with 9 panels. And on this single page, we see Batman driving, constantly looking over and constantly feeling and seeing Robin is there and the way these 9 panels are broken down. We see Batman's face. We see him look over and we see Robin stoked. Like, he's out on the job. He loved doing the job. And then we see a panel of Batman staring into an empty car chair. It's a great fucking fucked up panel, though, and in page. And we see him even get more pissed now. And it's weird because he just feels like now, like, he's causing damage and wrecking everything, destroying everything, like plowing through everything in his fucking Batmobile and just destroying so much damage, especially now we see him completely just destroying the criminals of Gotham and just taking out all of his aggression on them. Finally, you know, like, he's able to take out his aggression. And it's cool, we see this page where, and again, it's a silent issue, as we see the look on each person's face. Yes, they're normally scared of the Bat, but this time they're, like, completely terrified of him and what he's going to do to them. Next page we see is of Jim Gordon waking up with the Bat signal on in the background of, in a city. As now we get the next page, an entire page, and it's an aerial view of the rooftop of Gotham City Police Department, with all the cops looking shocked as we see piles and piles of criminals sprawled all across the rooftop. Next pages are of Batman finally arriving back at home to the Batcave, as we see him just covered in blood. It's not his, of course, but he jumps into the shower as is in his Bat costume, just sitting in the fucking shower, letting the water run out, the blood off. And we can tell he just looks exhausted now as he finally, you know, he strips down, handles his business. I mean, they don't show that, but we see him in the locker room now. He's got a wife beater on, and we can still see this hurt in him. Like, he's tired, he's in pain, and you can just see it. The way, again, it's Patrick Gleason drew it is gorgeous, and it's amazing, until he finally looks over and sees a note. Still with some of Robin's old gear that was left out still. I mean, the death is still probably within a few days of the death. And the note says, "Father, I'm sure you'll be angry with me for disobeying you again, but I don't care. I will not let you fight Leviathan alone. You need me, and I will always be at your side, because it will be hard for me to say these words face to face. I want you to know that Mother may have given me my life, but you taught me how to live. Love and respect, your son, Damien." It's a silent issue. That's not even dialogue. It's a note. So we finally see Bruce now finally lose it. Legit and utterly just lose it. And he starts just getting himself bloodied up now, because now he's destroying everything and punching at the locker room walls and walls and punching bags. And he's trying to get it out of his system after reading this. And he's, again, just destroying everything. It's sad as we see, like, a page. We see a sad panel of even Titus, the dog, looking on and staring up at Bruce. Like, the dog's sad. And the dog's not scared, but saddened too, because even Titus is a dog, knowing that there's nothing he can do to help Bruce out right now. He's just hitting and slamming away at everything, so he finally drops to his knees, grabs Damien's clothes, his Robin costume, and just hugs them. Last time I read it was a long time ago. Again, probably when I reviewed it. Yeah, it felt good to dive into that one again and read it with a different mindset. Feels a lot different this time, and it's okay. And it feels, I don't know, I'm fucking tired. I know that. But yeah, all right, guys. Sorry if I bored you. I know it's an old review. But it's Batman and Robin. 2011 is when that dropped. New 52 era. It's going to be Patrick Gleason is the artist. And let's see. Yes, Peter J. Tomasi is the writer. Patrick Gleason is the artist. It's a great fucking title. It's a one-shot read. If you guys want to read it, let me know. I have a bunch in my comic box. I think I picked up like a bunch of copies for that one. But it's beautiful. It's worth checking out. So, all right, guys. That's all I have for this week. It was short and sweet. If you guys like the podcast, share the podcast more than anything. Subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, anywhere you guys can find podcasts. Share the podcast, guys, with like-minded individuals. If there's anything you want to share, please always share. If I don't get back to you right away, I'm an extremely busy fucking cat. And a tired, extremely busy cat. All right, thanks for listening. I'll catch you guys next week. Peace out.